Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Touchdown half. 12 minutes left to play. We'll move to the fourth quarter. Pine Bluff with the lead 36-7. The Zebras home next week. They've got Jonesboro coming into town, and that is going to be a good showdown next week down at Pine Bluff.
That'll be one to keep an eye on, this conference, and it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
I'll tell you what, this conference this year, last year it was Pine Bluff and Jonesboro. And West Memphis made a run there, but of course they beat Jonesboro. But boy, this year you got Jonesboro, you got Pine Bluff, you got West Memphis, you got Searcy that's playing lights out. It's going to be an interesting race.
My goodness.
First down and a flag, and I believe they're going to call this. Somebody's lined up offside. Let's see who they call it on. It's going to be on Pine Bluff. They line up offsides. So Mount Home gets 5 free yards. That's 7 penalties for 61 yards against the Zebras.
Going back to the conference for a minute, you know, it seems like every year we just say, you know, conference can't get any better. Can't get any better. And then every year mysteriously finds a way to get better.
It does. Well, Searcy got some help when Augusta had to give up their season this year, and they got some of those kids from Augusta, and it's really helped. Here's a pitch on the option, and it goes to Liddy, and he is going to be hit in the backfield and dropped. A nice play defensively by Pine Bluff. Coming up and making the hit that time was Dylan Ashley.
Ashley was just sitting there waiting on him. You know, he had a guy inside him, a guy outside him. There's really nowhere for him to go.
That was a 3-yard loss from the 42 back to the 39. So it's second down and about 4 here. I should play second and 9 here for Mountain Home. .10-33 left in the ball game. Pine Bluff up 36-7. Here's this misdirection play, and it's going to be Winfield on the carry. He'll take it to the 44, picks up 5 on the play. Third and about 4 here for the Bombers. Mountain Home with 4 players out for the season, 3 other players that see considerable playing time, including David Waymire out again tonight. They're hoping to get Waymire and Aldridge and maybe McKenna back next week. Third and 4 here for Mountain Home, just under 10 minutes left in the game. It's going to be kept. Now the late pitch goes to Winfield. He turns it upfield, and he's going to have a first down. Boy, good read on that option that time by McKay, and Winfield is going to take it across midfield to the 45 of Pine Bluff.
You know, McKay does a really great job of running that option, making that read and making a really, really good pitch there, allowing his running back to go and get some yards. I mean, that's textbook right there.
9 yards on the carry that time. I should say 11 yards on the carry, an 11-yard pickup. It's the 9th first down of the night for Mountain Home. And now McKay on that late pitch as he gets hit, gets it to Liddy, and Liddy's going to have some running room inside the 40, the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 30, a 15-yard pickup. McKay with the late pitch, he paid the price, but it's a big gain for the Bombers.
You know, Ashley's caught him a couple times there on the outside, and Ashley's feet froze, and Liddy chopped him, and he just kind of fell over.
Ashley, that safety, one of the safeties for the Zebras, and that was a nice run. Boy, I tell you, McKay's taking some hits tonight. He's going to be sore in the morning.
Yeah, he is, but making great pitches. I mean, that's the sign of a good quarterback. He's willing to take one and make some yards.
First down for Mountain Home at the 30 of Pine Bluff. McKay, here comes that misdirection play, and boy, Liddy is hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage.
They just weren't buying that.
Nope, they were ready for that one. No gain on the play. This is, I'm looking out there, this is pretty much the second team defense that's out there. Now, Ashley is a starting safety. He's still out there, but a lot of the other positions are, they got the second team in there. It was the first team Mountain Home scored against, though, earlier. Here's big junior Williams. He's going to be near a first down, a pickup of about nine down to the 21.
Like we said earlier, they're three wins that they have. You know, the other teams have only scored a touchdown apiece, so we've already done that. Another score kind of puts it into perspective. You know, those other teams are 7A teams. And
right.
I mean, you got to be happy as a Mountain Home fan with a couple scores.
Third down and one here for the Bombers as they've got it at the 21. McKay will give it to Junior Williams this time. He's got a first down run. He's going to be at the 18-yard line, a pickup of about three, and the Bombers move the chains. Their 11th first down of the night. For Mountain Home, and if I've kept track correctly, I've only got 10 for Jonesboro. Pine Bluff, rather.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of big plays for the Zebras tonight, and that cuts down on the number of first downs you'll have. So a fresh set of downs here for the Bombers with 6:50 to play. And McKay keeps it on the read play. He's going to keep it himself. Knocked out of bounds near the 10-yard line. He's going to pick up about eight or so. They're going to mark him out at the 11, it looks like. So a pickup of about seven. Second and about three coming up here for Mountain Home. Jonesboro is playing Jacksonville tonight. Jonesboro has Pine Bluff next week, and, of course, Mountain Home has Jacksonville. So anxious to see how that game is going. We'll have Matt check. Maybe he can pass along a score to us when we get a chance here. Second down and three here for the Bombers. Motion to the far side. Inside handoff is kept by McKay as he fakes the handoff, pitches to Winfield, trying to get to the end zone corner. He stretches out, and he is in. It's a touchdown. Winfield dives for the corner, gets to the pylon, and stretches in. An 11-yard touchdown run for Reese Winfield, his first touchdown of the season.
You know, we said a couple things on this drive about Isaac's ability to make that pitch, and he just really just stretched that play out. Got right there to the corner. I mean, a big score. That's two on the board. Brad can't be sad about that.
I tell you, he's doing, you mentioned it, he's doing a great job running that option tonight. Jonesboro leading Jacksonville 55-31. Wow. Jacksonville obviously improved this year. Here's McLean now for the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:01 left of the ball game. It's 36-14. Pine Bluff with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all want the best education for our children, and did you know that that begins even before kindergarten? At Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, children learn skills from infancy to 5 years old, including activities that stimulate development, challenge, and prepare them not only for school, but for life. They provide not just a head start, but a giant leap into lifelong learning. Call them at 425-1141 or stop by Creative Academy anytime for a tour and information at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
There's kind of a squib kick by Mountain Home and covered by the Zebras as Isaiah Mays falls on it at the 40, and that's where the Zebras will start with their second possession of this second half.
They weren't going to take any chances this time. He fell right on that thing and just covered up his thighs.
He didn't try to pick it up and run, did he?
I think he learned his lesson.
5:37 to play. The clock running. The mercy rule was in effect at halftime. It was 36-0. So this is a quick second half. Mountain Home with two great drives in this second half to get a couple of the touchdowns. And the first drive was against that first-team defense. That was the impressive part.
Absolutely. You know, more first downs than Pine Bluff has tonight. And I think that's really something you can take into the rest of the games this season and build on.
Here's the handoff up the middle as Hadley has the carry. He's going to pick up two to the 42-yard line. 5:02 left in the ballgame, 36-14. Pine Bluff with the lead. Mountain Home on the road next week. We'll be making the trip to Jacksonville. It's 55-31 right now, Jonesboro leading Jacksonville. That's a much-improved Titans ball club. That'll be a tough test there, Jacksonville, next Friday night. Second down, a pass, left side, incomplete. It was intended for Isaiah Mays, but the pass from Sloan was way over his head. Mays is 5'9". He had to be about 6'9" to even have a shot at that one.
Yeah, he's got to stand on a ladder to bring that one down.
So it's going to bring up 3rd and 8 here for Pine Bluff. Sonny Elliott from the bulletin up here. Good point. You better hope that their starting quarterback, Foots, doesn't get hurt. Yeah. Sloan, second string quarterback here for the Zebras. He wants to pass again. He's looking left, and it completes this one. Nice catch at the 35-yard line down near the 40. It's Xavier Turner with the catch for the Zebras, a first down. 17-yard pass play. And a fresh set of downs now for the Zebras. 3:30 left in the ball game. Pine Bluff up 36-14. Zebras en route to their fourth victory of the season. They dropped their season opener to Cabot, and this will make their fourth straight win going into that Jonesboro game next week. And a handoff left side, nicely played by the Bomber defense. And in the backfield that time, making the hit for Mountain Home is Dakota Tolbert.
Dakota did a good job playing his gap right there, coming up and making explosive play, leaving that play side hand free. I mean, he just wrapped him up and took him right down.
No gain on the play. Tolbert in at nose guard right now for Mountain Home. It was actually a loss of about half a yard. 2:43 to play. It's 36-14 Pine Bluff. Sloan wants to pass, and it's complete to the 35-yard line. Nice open field tackle there by Brad Liddy, and the pass complete that time to Kayvon Maloney.
You know, we keep calling Liddy's name. You know, he's just been all over the field tonight, making great plays on special team. I mean, this kid just doesn't quit.
And he very rarely leaves the field.
Yeah.
Now, originally, he wasn't going to be an offensive player. You know, such you know, All-State performer last year at that cornerback position. And with all the injuries, he's been forced to play some receiver, some running back. And like you mentioned, special teams, he's returning kicks.
Doing a great job.
He is. Third down here for the Zebras. High snap. Sloan pulls it down. He wants to run. And Luke Foreman chases him down from behind. It's a gain of 2, but it's going to bring up 4th and about 2 here for the Zebras.
He just doesn't have the speed that that starting quarterback has. He gets out there on the edge there, and there's just they don't have that breakaway speed. They're able to catch him from behind.
If that had been Foots, that would have been a lot different situation there,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
That would have been a foot race. race to the pylon.
That was a nice job by Foreman to make the tackle. So 4th and 2, the Zebras will go for it with 1:20 to play.
Big play here for Mountain Home.
Here's the handoff straight ahead, and well played by the Bombers. This is going to be close.
I don't know if he got it.
I don't know either. Was Zach Tolbert in there on the tackle again?
Like it.
I think it. Yeah, it was. It was Dakota Tolbert again making the tackle, and the ball goes over on downs to Mountain Home. Good job by Tolbert. A couple of big tackles on that drive.
And that's what you want. That's what we talked about. You know, guys stepping up, making plays, and Tolbert did it there. A couple big plays on that drive, and still got time to go down and score a third one.
67 seconds left. The Bombers have the ball at the 33-yard line. Down 36-14. All three timeouts left here. Ball kept by McKay on that read play. He's into the secondary at the 45, at the 50. Breaks a tackle. Spins out of another one at the 45. Down to the 40 of Pine Bluff. Big run for Isaac McKay.
My goodness, what a run.
A 26-yard carry for McKay to the 41-yard line. And the Bombers with a first down. Nice run by the quarterback, McKay. 13 first downs for Mountain Home tonight. 20 seconds left. I don't know why you didn't use your timeout there. You got three of them left. If you're trying to score, use your timeouts here. There's only 10 seconds left. They're going to snap it one more time. That's going to be it. They may not even snap it.
Call timeout.
Clock's going to run out. That's it. Game's over. Well, the Bombers upset. They wanted to run another play. They wanted to see if they couldn't score. The offense is pretty upset. They wanted to try to get some more points on the board. So that's it. The game's over. Pine Bluff has won it 36-14 over Mountain Home. We'll come back and begin the postgame show here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Although depression isn't normal at any age, over 7 million seniors suffer with significant symptoms of depression. This often goes unrecognized or untreated. Make plans to join me, Dr. Tom Foster, from the Hensley Behavioral Health Center. I'll be giving a talk on depression in seniors October 5th at the Lagerboard Dining Room at Baxter Regional. The talk is at 12 noon and lunch will be provided. Visit hensleybehavioralhealth.com or call us at 870-508-6400.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.